so you have a lot of Yisurim and you have to go there. And that causes you to cry. So such tears, royis, those tears are bad for you and it'll take away from your eyesight. Mashenken shel sam, it's when you put medicine into your eye, it makes you cry a little bit. It makes tears come, or else for self chayk. By laughter, you also cry, the tears come down. Vishal peris yafis, or else you smell a sharp peri. Rashi says, hagoin re'echadol, like you smell like mustard, you smell a smell, a sharp smell that makes you cry, that's yafis. That's good for you. So now that's the reason why Rabbi Chanina did not want to cry when his daughter was made, today he shouldn't lose his eyesight shouldn't get worse. Yeah, alright, stop here. You're holding Daf Kuf Nun Beis, the top of the Gemara again. The Pasuk says, again, the Pasuk in Keheles, it's a continuation of the Pasukim we had before. The Pasuk says, Bayoim Shayozu'u Shemrei Habayis. Come the day when it'll shake up the watches of the house. For his Avsu. What does that mean? Vidashin Bayoim Shayozu'u Shemrei Habayis Elu Haksolim Vihatslois. Will come at a time when it will shake the watches of the house. That means when a person becomes so old that his ksolim, his flanken, the sides, the hatzloyis, and his ribs will start shaking, as he won't be able to hold up his body anymore. Rashi says, haksolim laflankish, like the flanken. The hatzloyis shehein shoimrin b'nei hamayim. The ribs hold in the kishkis, the b'nei hamayim. The chayuse shel adam, and the life of the person, the soigrim ba'dom, are held up inside it. So when your ribs will give in, that's when you come too old. V'his, what does the pasuk mean? V'his avsu an shechayil, and it'll stop the strong people. Elu shukayim, that means your legs. Trashi elu shukayim, shekoycha shalodim nismachalayim, that your whole body rests on your legs. When you become too old, it'll also give in. Ubotlu, the pasuk says, ha'toycha nois. What does that mean? Oh, stop. The toichanas means the grinders. That means elu shinayim. That means your teeth. Your teeth won't be able to grind anymore. Chew up the food. Right to the pasuk says, v'choshchu horoyes barubos. And it become dark, the people that see through the windows. That means elu enayim. Your eyesight, you lose your eyesight. As this is the matzah, when somebody gets older, his koiches go away. Like we said before, the Pasuk in Kehelet says, Chaperein, when you're still young, when you still have koyach, and do as much mitzvahs and learn as much Torah as shayach, when you still have koyach to do them. Right, the Zot Gemara, Omalei Kesel Reb Yeshua Ben Chananya. Hey, it's the Kesel, the Melech, asked Reb Yeshua Ben Chananya, my time Oloi Asis Levei Avidin. How come you didn't come to the meeting house? Aveya Avidah, and Rashi learns, Mokam ho'osui lehisvachach shom, a place where they had meetings, they had quarrels, arguments. Tzedukim u'baisusim im Yisrael b'mikrois. Hey, it's like the tzedukim, the people that are chulik on the Yidden with the Yisrael. They argued about different psukim. Savada Yisrael would not want to go there, but the Melech made it clear that they had to go. So the king asked, Reb Yeshua ben Chananya, how come you're not coming to the meeting place? Omalei, so b'kitzu, what he answered him back is that I'm too old now, I don't have koiches to go anymore. But he said like this, Omalei, tur talik, hey, the mountain is full of snow. So Rashi learns, kloima roshi lovin, my head, the hair became white already, and as I'm old. Sachruni galidin, that's the Gemara, that means it's full now of ice. So Rashi learns, vivoisav shalhar molokerach, all around the mountains is full of ice. Kloima, shvomav zekeni halvinu. That means my mustache and my beard also became white. I'm very old now. Vayta Gemara says, Kalavuhi loy napchin. Hey, the dogs do not bark. So Rashi learns that means, Koili eino nishma. You can't hear my voice anymore. Hey, so I'm becoming old. I lost my speech. I can't speak loud anymore. You can't hear me. Tachnuhi loy teichnin. That means the grinders don't grind anymore. So Zakrashi, that means hashinayim. In other words, my teeth don't work anymore. Yizmela, that's what Reb Yeshua ben Chananya answered back, I'm too old to come to the meeting place now. You won't be able to hear me anyway. So the Gemara, Beirav Amri, like in the Beis Medrash, they used to say for Moshul, Adeloya Vidna Bechishna. An old person looks like he's looking for an Aveda, looking for something that's lost, and really he didn't lose it. As Rashi learns, Achamar Shaloi Ovad Mimeni Ani Mefashresh. You look like you're looking for something that you really did not lose. Meroiv Zikno, because I'm so old. Ani Hoylech Shochus, I have to walk bowing down, bend down. Omenena Venira Omenene, and I shake. Venira Kamisha Mavakish Dinner Hanevadloi. You look as if you're looking for money that you lost, and really you didn't lose it. Because that's the mashal of an older person. He bends down, he looks as if he's looking for something, and really he didn't lose anything. Yes, the Moravaita. Tanya Rebbe Yosi Bar Kisma Oimer. Yosi Bar Kisma says, Tova Tre Mitlos. Two is better than three. What does that mean? So Rashi learns, Toivim Beis Haraglayim Shayimei Bachrus. When you're young, you just need 2 feet to walk on. You're better off then, migimel shel zkena, from 3 feet that an old person needs. What does that mean? Shetzarech mashenis imraglov. That when you come older, you can't walk with your 2 feet, but you need a cane to help you. You need a third leg like to help you. That's called the third leg. So dumar velo le chodo di ozlo vloyasis. Like oy veit is something that leaves you and doesn't come back again. Mahi, what is this going on? Omer Rabbi Chizda Yankusa, that means the youth of a person. Oyvei, when it leaves you, because it doesn't come back. The Gemara Velo, Chaval Olei Kloima, Yeish Loi Lihis Oinein Velitzoik. You should cry and feel very bad. Vei, Oyvei, Hoylechos Vieno Chizeres. Something goes away and doesn't come back again. That means your youth. In other words, right, like the Pasuk says before, a person should be Hey, smach bocho b'yaldo secho. As we have before, zechor es berecho b'mei b'chur secho. Hey, chaper rhyme when you're still young and can do mitzvahs and learn Torah, do as much as you could. So the Gemara Kiyosi Rav Dimi Omar Yankusa Kelelo Deverda. Youth is like a bunch of roses. Now it's very geschmack. It's very easy. You like it. It's like Rashi says Nezer Shoveret, like a crown made out of roses. Savavusa Kelelo Dechilfo. When you become old, it's like a crown of chilfa. Rashi says that's odiyush. The side means mila kamshunim, and that's something not so good, not so nice anymore. Vaita, yes, the more vaita. Tono mishmei de Rabbi Meir. Doik bechechi. He's chew your food well, not bechi with your teeth. It also means eat a lot. Rashi learns, Rashi echol harbe, eat a lot. You'll see that the food will help you walk better. In other words, will make you strong. So kids, you should eat a lot today to be strong. So the Gemara of Tishkach Benigri, and you'll find it to be in your footsteps. In other words, you'll have strong bones to be able to walk good. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'nishpa lechem v'niyah tovim. You'll be filled up, you'll fill yourself with bread, and you'll be well, and you won't see any bit. Omale Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana, like young good children. Shori Shokecho V'ayulach Mecho. Hey, Shori Shokecho's Rashi means Psach Picha, open up your mouth and let the food go in. In other words, eat well. The Mora says Ad Aboyim Shonin, until 40 years old, Michlo Miley. It's good for you to eat food. Food is good for you. Mikan v'yelach, once you're 40 and older, then mishti miley. Then it's good to drink. It's good to drink a lot. So the Gemara Omale Yehu Guzoyi L'Reb Yeshua Ben Korcha. A certain Rashi, it was a tzeduki, or Guzoyi is a Rashi, Soros. Person that Soros says he can't have children, he is Soros himself, he made, he cut off his beitzim, whatever he did, in Russia. It was a tzeduki hoya. So he came and he wanted to start up with a Yeshua Ben Korcha. So he asked Reb Yeshua Ben Korcha, Mehocho le Karchina Kama. How far is it from here to Karchina? Means to a bald place. Krach means a bald. In other words, he thought up since Yeshua ben Korcha was also bald. So he asked him, how far is it to get to this bald place? Shrashi Kama Mahalach Yesh Mikan Ad HaKorach. Ola Akenitoi Al Korcha in Niskaven. He wanted to make him angry. Yeah. So Omalei, so Yeshua ben Korcha answered him back, Kimehocha Luguznoi, the same way it is to go from here to Guzna, there is to a source. The same he gave it back to him. As you're a source, Trashi Kumoisha Mikanat a source. As far as it is to go from here to a source is somebody that's Beitzim a Karuf. He can't have children. Omalei Tzeduki. Omalei. So he answered Omalei Tzeduki. So Tzeduki told to Rabbi Shuv and Korcho that Borcho Korcho Biabo. You know, like a bald animal, you only get $4 for. So Rashi learns Borcho Korcho means who aids. As he meant to say, you're like a goat. Al shame shame malubish bitzemer doesn't have any wool on it, kirocho like sheep, kari korcha. As he meant to gavite the tzuki was making fun of Yibishuv and Korcha. Or Malay, so he answered him back, Yibishuv and Korcha, he answered him back, Ikra Shalifa Bitimni. You should know Rashi says, Seh, even if you have a good sheep, She Beitza Vakurum, if it's Beitza Makaruf, Venitukim, Loichim Bishmaina, that's for cat, it's very good meat then, since it can't have any children. It's good meat, and it gets sold for $8. But I called upon him a kid to give it back to him, and you're also a source. So the Gemara, Chazayu Deloy Misayi Misani. So this Tzeduki saw that Yibishu Makorcha was not wearing shoes. So the Mashar says, Mistam was on Tishabov, or else on Yom Kippur, a day that you're not allowed to wear shoes. So Omalei, so the Tzeduki told Yibishu Makorcha, Omalei, the Al-Sus Melech, somebody that rides on a horse is called the Melech. The Al Chamor Ben Churin. Somebody that rides on a Chamor and a donkey, he's called the Ben Churin. U the Manoli Berigluhu Bar Inish. Somebody that walks around with shoes on his feet, that's called a person. Or the Loiho, somebody doesn't have a horse to ride on. For Loiho, doesn't have a donkey to ride on. And he doesn't have shoes on. The Chofir Vikovir Tovmine. Like somebody that's dead and buried is better off than you. In other words, he meant to tell Yibishuv Makorcha, you're better off to be dead already. The Gemara Omalei, so Yibishuv Makorcha answered him back. Guza, guza. Tolos, omar tali. You told me three things right now. Tolos, shomata. I want to tell you three things back. Esen yishino, hadoras ponim zokin. What makes a person look nice, his zokin, his beard. In other words, this person was making fun of Yibishuv Makorcha's bald head. But he told him, Makish, no, the fact you don't have a beard, that's worse off. Person looks nice because of his beard. He says, I have a beard, you don't have a beard. So that's one X connected you. Vaito simchas leiv isha. That a person has simcha if he has a wife, if he's married. And vaito, this guy was a soros, he wasn't married. And also the Pasuk says until him, nachlas Hashem bonim. That what's called the nachla of Hashem, that's to have children. And you don't have children because you're a soros. Is Baruch HaMokim, Yishuv Ben Korcha said, Baruch Hashem, Shemenuacha Mikulam, that you're left out from all these three things. That you don't have a wife, you don't have children, and you don't have a beard. Omalei, so Tzeduki answered him back, Korcha Mitzuyona, Korcha, you're bothering me, like you're giving it back to me too much. Omalei, Ikra Shalifa Tuchucha, what do you mean I'm giving it back to you? Like you started off with me. Trashi Ato Hasoris Lakniteini, you came to start off with me. You can't start service. All I'm doing is just answering you back. That's all. Yeah. Omalei Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon ben Chalafta. Mifnei ma lo hikbalnu ponecho beregel. Hey, how come like we didn't see you on Yom Tov on Regel? How come you didn't go on the Regel to visit the Rebbe? So Rashi says, the Loshin lo hikbalnu ponecho, lo hikbalnu ponai v'derech hanova komalei. Like, how come, like, we weren't zeicha to see you, like, derech hanova? Like, really, you should have come to see the Rebbe. How come you didn't come to see us on Eile Regel? Kederech shehekibilo avoysai lavosecha. Just like my father went to visit your father on the Regel. There's an Indian on Regel to go visit your Rebbe. Omalei, so he answered back, Rebbe Shimon ben Chalafta answered back, Soloyim nasu gevoyim. That means small stones became very big stones. Rashi means Ketanim Nasu Gevoyim Shezakanti. Now it's a marshal again to sound like I became old now. Kroivim Nasu Rechaikim. Rashi Nidmin Li Kerechaikim. It looks to me like it's very far away. Either we became far away or the distance was far away. It's very hard for me to come. Mishtayim Nasu Sholish. And from two becomes three. So Rashi Shetzorach Ani Mashenis. I need a cane now to walk. I can't walk with my 2 feet. I need 3 feet. And weiter, Mesim Sholem Bebayis Botel. that what makes Sholem in the house is Botel. So Rashi learns Eva Tashmish. But he lost his Cheshek for Tashmish Amita. Now it's a min to say that he's getting very old now. He lost his Keiches. So therefore he didn't go to visit you on the Yom Tovim. Right, the Pasuk says, Vayitzin Kehelis. Yeah, Pasuk says, V'sugru delosayim bashuk. Hasten, the doors will be closed in the streets. That means, Elu nekoviv shalodim. Hasten, where you go to the basic Kisi, the nekoviv of the person will be closed up. So when you become older, it will become hard to use. Right, the Pasuk says, Bishval keil hatachano. Hasten, the noise of the tachano, the grinder, will become quiet. There's more bishvil kurkavin shayna techin. That means your stomach won't work anymore. It won't grind up the food in your stomach. Pasuk says v'yokum l'kol hatzipor. You'll get up from the noise of the birds. That means shafilu tzipor minarose mishnosei. You'll be such a light sleeper that even the noise of the birds will wake you up. V'yeshachu kol benois hashir. That means there'll be low to your quiet, all the noise of the singing. That means shafilu keol shirim v'shirois doimes olav kishucha. It's as if it's very, very low. It's even the noise of good singing will sound very low to you. You lose your keich of hearing too much. So the more of the yaf bazili hagiladi omala David. Poadin bazili hagiladi also told David this inyan that he said yishnal ben shmoinim shana nechi ayim. I'm 80 years old today. Ha'ida ben toiv l'ra. Can I tell the difference between good and bad? In other words, mikan she de'usan shel tekenim mishtanois, that the das of an old person changes, like he lost his das, he can't tell what's good and what's bad anymore. Rashi she'daitan shoskenim mishtanois tichsiv ha'ida ben toiv l'ra uviskenim ruba kama. Since he's so old, he said this. Weiter, im yitoim avdecho es asher uchol, has could I taste what you give me to eat, v'es asher eshtem, and what I'll drink. What does that mean? Mikan sheshiv sosayim shel sekenim misraftes, that the lips of an old person become very, very soft, or Rashi says, mispakos, they'll crack open, k'maymana amarufet, like a cracked shoe, and you won't be able to taste good the food or the drink. Right, im eshma oid, bekoil shirim v'shirois. Hey, will I be able to hear anymore the singing, the voice of the singings from men or from ladies? Is mikan sheozneim shel zekenim mischabdis, that the ears of the older people become very hard and they can't hear so well. Omar Rav, so Rav says no. Barzila hagilodi shakra hevi. He was a liar. To Yehu Amte, there was an old maid. Tehevi Bei Rebbe, it was in Rebbe's house. Bas Tishim Vatati Shonim, she was 92 years old. There was Tamo Kidro, and she was able to taste the food to see if it was good or not. So see, it's possible you could be old and not lose your keiches. And Rav Rama Rav's Mazber Bazil Hagilodi, like you know why he lost his keiches, why he was so weak when he was old. Val Shot of Bizim Hevi, he did a lot of znus when he was alive. The Chol Hashita Bizim, whoever has a lot of znus, a lot of tashmish, is zikno koifetzes olof. He becomes old very fast. Yeah, so the more Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Talmidei Chachomim, Kol Zaman Shemaskinim, Chochmo Nisoy Sefes Behem. The older a Talmud Chochem gets, the smarter and smarter he gets, the more Chochmo he gets. Shenem Mother Posik says, B'yishishim Chochmo V'yorech Yomim. Tfune, that the older you get, the more chokhim you'll have, and the more tfune you get. Mashenkin v'yamoritz, what about amir horitz, people that don't learn Torah? Is kol zaman shemaskinim, the older they get, tipshois nisoises p'hem, the more of a tipish, the more foolish they become. Shenema the posik in Eiv says, meisir shofel nemonim, v'tam zekenim yikach. That Kosh Baruch will take away from them the time of the Canaan. Yes. In other words, the older they get, the more of a tipshis they become. The more Hashem takes away from them their seichel. Now the Gemara brings down the Pasuk in Kehelis. The Pasuk says, Gam migovoya yiro. This also goes where it says on the Amoratzim, they'll be afraid of anything high. that we darshin shafilu garshushis kitano doima olov kahari ahorim. Even a small hill will be to them like a big, big mountain that they'll be afraid of. If this is an older person, like when he loses his das, he'll be afraid like this. Right, the pasuk says, v'chaschatim ba'derech, and they'll be afraid in the way, or going on the derech. That means, b'shor shemhalach v'derech, when they travel on the roads, na'atzoloi toihim, they'll be very afraid to go on the roads. The pasuk ends off, v'yinoit ha'shokeid, that means the almond tree will blossom, that means zu glibusais. These are the glibusais. Rashi learns that means it's the backbone that will start blossoming, means will come out of place. When you become older, your backbone won't hold you in the right place. Rashi says, etzem shalanoka shayerach tekua boi, boilet v'yaitzim rev toshes koichu. You become so weak that it'll go out of place. Right to the post. The apostle says, "Vaitin kehelis v'yistabel hechogov," as you're going to have problems with the grasshopper. That means that tomorrow elu agvois. That means your agvois, like your backside, will become weak, won't be able to function anymore. Vaita v'tofer ho'aviyoina, and your desire will go away, as you lose your chemda to do things. What does that mean? Zu chemda. That you'll lose your chemda, your taiva. Rashi learns, means tibotel ha-taiva min chemdas tashmish. You'll lose your chemda, you'll lose your desire to have tashmish amita. It's when you become old, you'll lose your taiva to have tashmish amita. So the more Rav Kana have a posik sidra kaime the Rav. Rav Kana was learning these psukim in Kehelis in front of Rav. Ki motel ha-kro, when it came to this posik, that the posik says, there'll come a time when you lose your desire, your taiva for tashmish, is nogid v'yisnach, he gave a kvetch, oy vey, like he felt bad. Omar, so the mailer of Kana said, Shema Mino, I hear from this, botel lechemda de Rav, that Rav lost his taiva for tashmish amita. Zechura, why did Rav feel bad? What's so gefelich? So the Chassam Seif learns pshati that akoponim Rav had a wife, and he had a chiyav oina, he had a chiyav to be with his wife, once a week at least. So, Bazoi, if you don't have a taiva for the tashmish, it's very, very hard to have it. So, Meili had a lot of tsar doing the tashmish. So, that's why he felt bid. Ravaita. Omar Rav Kana. Maidich say, what does the postik say? Ki hu omar vayehi. Hashem said, and it was. Zu isha. That means a wife. An isha, that's what Hashem said. It's like al pi tzivu yav Hashem. Shirashilan pshat zu isha. If not for the fact that Hashem gave us a mitzvah, told us, nobody would have really taiva desire to be with an isha. She kachamas malaya mias, because really an isha is like a chamas, like a jug full of something that's mias. And for nesvegan v'hakel rotsa machreo, everybody has a desire, has taiva for znus, for an isha. Is a pshati, that's a zach that Hashem put into the world, that people should have taiva for this. Vayta hutziva vayamoid, Hashem was mitzav and he came out, elu bonim, these are the bonim. In other words, that's really what you have a wife for. A wife for, the Mashal says, is for two purposes. Once a person has the tshuka, now that Hashem put the tshuka, the taiva into, the desire into a person, with your wife is the way you have your tshuka, and also you're supposed to have pruvu, you're supposed to have children with your wife. And that's the Zachir, Ki Hu Amar V'yeh Hu Tziva V'yamud. He was mitzvah the Indian to be with the wife, to have this tashmish, to have the taiva for it, the desire for it, and he was also mitzvah the Indian to have children from it. So the Mora Tona, Isha, what is a lady, Doimitu, Chamas, Malaya Tzoya. Chamas like a jug full of tzoya, full of junk. Upiho Malaya Dam, and the mouth is full of dam. V'hafanezbeg and Dakar Rotsan Achre, everybody runs after. This is the most related to the Indian of Taiva of Znus, of Stam the Taiva for Tashmish, is that really the Mokum we have Tashmish is that's called the Peh. That means the bottom Peh, it's Moli Dam, it's a Misa place. And really it's like Moyat Soya. Really you shouldn't have Taiva. There's such a Zach that Kodesh Baruch Hu put in this world is Taiva for Znus, and therefore people run after to do it. But we have to know, that's what we have a wife for these two Inyonim, to have children and to Mekayim the Tshuka.
Yeah, so that exactly what the Gemara means is very shver, but the Mashal's Mazvel, we said that by Nisha there are two inyonim. There's the inyon to have children, and there's the inyon al taiva that a person has for an isha. And Vaisa, the Gemara is talking about that a person has taiva for an isha, that's doima to this, that's the kli molei tsoya and piya molei dam. And for Nesveg, the Gemara says, v'hakur rotzen achre, is everybody has the taiva for the inyon of Tashmish. Yeah, so the Gemara weiter. Pasuk says, ki hoylech ha'odom el beis alomai. It's when a person's nifter, he goes to beis alomai. What does that mean? Omer Reb Yitzchok, melameid shekol tzadik v'tzadik, noistnim loy modor lefi kvoidei. He's in olam in Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every tzadik a place to live, lefi kvoidei. It's to see how much of a tzadik he is, that's how good of a place he gets to live in. So Gemara says, Moshul Melech, it's doyma to a king. Shenichnas hu v'yavodiv lir. The king and his avodiv, his slaves, went into the city together. Kishenichnosim, they come in, kulam bishar echenichnosim. They all come into the same shar, the same gate. Of a kishen lonin, when they go to sleep at night, kolechod v'yechod noisnim loy modul fikvoidi. Everybody gets his own private room to sleep in at night. And there we could tell how much chavid each person is. As the more mechubid you are, the more important you are, the more chashiv you are, the better room you get to sleep in. Like the king gets a special room to sleep in. So what then here also, everybody went through this world, and when it comes the time when your neshama goes into Shemayim, in the Malkam, Gan Eden, to rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every tzaddik a special place to live, lefi kvoidin, lefi how much he deserves from the mitzvahs that he did on this world. So Rashi learns mod lefi kvoidoi mid loik siv al beis ha'olam. Shemamina kol echod v'yechod le beis ha'muchin loi. Everybody has the place that's muchin for him. That's al beis elom loi, his olam, his own place to live in. V'yomer Reb Yitzchok. Maidich siv, what does the Pasuk say? Ki ha'yaldus v'yashech shichrus hevel. He's that young and old things are hevel. That means dvorim shodim oise biyaldusai. Things that people do when they're young is mashchirim upon obliyesik nosai. It makes his face black, like getting old, b'shas he becomes old. What does it mean when you do when you're young? So Rashi learns shodim oise biyaldusai roif tashmish. Is the more tashmish you have, is the more zera that comes out of you, that's Mashchirin ponov zatrashi matish koichi. It takes away your strength, and when you get older, you will lose your strength much faster. Vaitav Yom Reb Yitzchok, kosher rimo lemeis kemachat bebosar achai. It's even after a person dies and they put his goof in the ground in the yofar by the kvura. Later, when the worms come and bite him and eat him, he feels it just like a bosar achai feels a needle going inside his skin. In other words, the mamish feel it. A mace also has a feeling. And that's the posik, shenema the posik says, ach besaroi olav yichov, that your bosar, your meat, you'll feel, you'll have pains. And this is going on lacha kvura, that you still feel the pains of the kever. And Omer Rav Chizda, Nafshoi Shalodo Misabeles Olov Kol Shiva. He's even after a person is mace, his nefesh feels avelis, feels bad for himself for 7 days. That means since his nefesh now departs from his goof, his goof goes into the karka, goes into the kfura, and his nefesh, his neshama, goes into Shemayim. So the nefesh feels bad for his goof. And the nefesh is Misabeles Olov Kol Shiva for 7 days. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'nafshoi olav tiyovil. A person's own nefesh feels avelis for him. It's such a matzav that your own nefesh, your own neshama, feels bad for your own goof. Yeah, so the Moravaita. Uksiv, another pasuk says, Vayas l'oviv ovel shivas yomim. They made for his father an avelus of 7 days. So I'm not sure exactly what the raya is, but mashma, the person also has avelus for himself for 7 days. Omer Rav Yehuda, Meis she'en loy menachemin. if somebody is mace and he has no kroivim, nobody's going to sit shiva for him, there's nobody going to sit to him menachem, is holchim yud bin ayodim, 10 people should go, the yoishvin bim koimoy, and they should sit in the place where he was nifter. It's an inyan that anybody like him mekayim the mitzvah avelus for him. So drashi shein loy menachmin, ein loy avelim shield tzrichim lenachmoy. If there's no, he didn't leave over any kroivim, so there's nobody to go to menachem ovel to, is alocha 10 people should go bim koim was drashi b'mokim shemeshom. In the place where the person was nifter, 10 people should go there and like sit shiva for him and let people come to menachem ovel. So lemaisa is brought down that we're not noig this. Not noig azoyvait, if there's no menachmim, there's no kroivim, that 10 people should sit in pavra velus. But this brought down there's such an inyan to go daven in the mokum where he was niftim. The person is niftim, has nobody sitting shiva for him, there's an inyan 10 people should get together to daven in his mokum and like to say kaddish for him. Now there is an inyan for 7 days. So the Gemara, who the shchiva b'shvavusay the Rav Yehuda. Somebody died, like a neighbor of Rav Yehuda. Loi heavy, loi menachem, and there was nobody there to shit shiva for him. He had no kroivim